Good evening, everyone. It's your boy, Rafi, and welcome to another installment of Monday Iron Radio. Sorry for the absence last Monday. Didn't think I was going to be at the job site till 7:30. Oddly enough, though, I wasn't mad. I was bummed that I missed my stream, but if I'm like at work late, I'm never like, fuck this job. I was thinking about that specifically during work on Wednesday. Like, I've had a lot of jobs. Like a lot of people, I've job hopped just for different reasons. College, shit like that. But I'm doing construction now. So, but like my other jobs were fast food, pizza delivery, door-to-door sales, started my own business, more fast food, office job, waiter, gym front desk, a different waiter position, but for fine dining, tons of shit. If I ever listed everything on my resume, I would never get hired anywhere. But my first job was painting houses, and that was when I was 15. I'm 24 now, and sure enough, I have come full circle, and I'm back to painting and construction. So what I'll say is right now that if you're in a trade, right now, doing some shit where you have to clean drywall and chemicals and shit off your body every day, you might be thinking, man, what would it be like to just come home and not have to do any of that? Like, if I had an office job, I could just walk in my home, sit on my couch without worrying about getting stuff dirty. I'd be 100% rested for the gym. It would be a dream. I understand. I've had those exact thoughts. But if you're working a trades job and you're not watching the clock waiting to finally get off work because you can't stand the work you're doing, I'd ask that you reconsider before you jump ship and go to office gang. So like I said, I've had those thoughts about my painting when I was doing it. You know, I wanted a job where I didn't have to wash all this shit off me after work. After graduating college, I got my wish. I started my first job for a trucking company as a dispatcher, and I knew by the second day that I was not going to be there long. Like, the first day went okay. It wasn't like a formal training. It was more like a look at my computer, monkey see, monkey do. And so, like, I was doing my little click and drag work that I think you could program a robot to do, but it was whatever. It was just, like, dumb work that the first day guy does. It was a normal 8-hour day of just doing that, learning some other stuff, getting some forms set up, basic info, that kind of stuff. Pretty normal for a first day. But the second day, I was doing that same task, but I was also answering the phone when, like, our drivers called in. Even though I had no idea what to say to them, how to introduce myself, or like to fix any problem, no matter how small they had, the only thing I could really say was, let me transfer you. And once I had my little box clicking task done for the day, which didn't take long, I was literally just sitting there looking at my screen for the rest of the 10-hour shift. And I realized midday, shit, this is going to be every day for the rest of my fucking life. I got to figure out how to get out of here. So for 3.5 months from like September to December, you know, I had a good paying job. I was sitting all day, so I had plenty of rest for the gym. For some reason, my performance diminished. I'm not really sure why. Like, my back, and it might have just been from the sitting. Like, my back felt weak as hell. My deadlift just went to shit. Haven't really done it much since. But it, like, it was killing me. I couldn't sleep. I did not want the position of anybody above me. And I really didn't care about the work that I was doing. Now, the people, fantastic. And the job wasn't horrible. You know, I'm not like, oh, these corporate slaves or whatever. But it just wasn't for me. It was like torture for my brain. But like, cause like my buddy from college who started in that office around the same time as me, he interned with them while we were in school. He's still there today, years later, and he's found purpose in the work. He's digging it. Works for him. So I went from that job to working at Texas Roadhouse as a waiter. Great environment, fun people, but the pay got really spotty in the springtime, which is part of the reason why I left. Budgeting is kind of hard to do when you don't know how much money you're actually making. And I also got tired of not having actual weekends. But the main thing was that, again, every day was pretty much the same. I didn't care much about the actual work. I didn't want the jobs of the people above me. But at least I wasn't coming home covered in paint and drywall patch, right? And then one night, this crew of 6 construction guys comes in, right? And I'm their waiter. And the entire time, I'm just thinking, like, damn, I would kill to be one of these guys right now. They got up early this morning. They grabbed the white Mazda from Speedway, worked a full day moving and building shit. And here I was clocking in at 3 p.m. into a Texas Roadhouse. And again, nothing really wrong with the job. And I actually really miss working with everyone there. But I can't express how happy I am to be doing work that I feel actually matters. Like, I put a tile floor in the other week, and I didn't do too bad. You know, there was some stuff that wasn't level. I fucked up a couple lines, a couple cuts. But pretty good for the first floor ever that I've ever done. So long story short, I'm just really glad that I've got a job that I actually enjoy doing, and I'm learning real shit. And I can do Monday iron stuff after work and on the weekends that I have back. So we're balling out. And because we're balling out, we're going to bang out this beautiful Sigma Saturday with some hip-hop, mostly 90s, kicking it off with a song that is perfect for driving down the road with the sun setting. Here is Ice Cube with You Know How We Do It.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it. West side. Coming from the west side. Nothing but the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb ass rap song. Hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory. Getting six on a Tito. You don't want to see a Jeep break your ass like dishes. Buster ass tricks. Sleep with the fishes. Running from Lennox up at Venice. They want to have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace. But that ain't popping. Ain't no stopping. Faux hopping. Ass dropping. Coup the bill. My truth can heal. Fool, I got skills. So back on up. I check that chin down as fuck and I'm full off hand. You get no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. Chilling with the homies, smelling the bud. Double parked and I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got. And who got shot? Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb ass tapes. The lynch mob, planet of the apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up? Cam and Solo, they got nuts. When Ice Cube write a sentence, I want the bomb. Just like George Clinton, SKP is down to catch a body. Put on knee deep, we'll turn out your party. It gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. You wanna jack me on a lick, cuz I'm that fool from South Central. You think you stuck yourself with a number two pin, so that's how I poke hot lead in your ass. With more bounce to the ounce and a dash, mash up Van Ness, headed for the west. Everything is great, slow down for the dip on 108. Keep mashing, don't drink and dry to keep the foe from crashing. Stash in the clock, and I thought you knew it. You know how we do it. West side. Nothing but a west side. It's hitting on the west side. Ooh, you know how we do it.
Smoke a spliff with a clip, but there's still no mountain high enough, or wide enough to touch the naughty, nappy, nasty nigga, the nasty, trashy, whole happy pappy. That's happy to be nappy. Me and Ben Rock win spots in flocks and groups and troops with timber boots and jail suits. That's how I roll when my hair do dope. When the will I got won't, and competition ain't dope. Beat you, break you, broke you, smoke you, take you, send you to your little group on mute. Sooner or later, he wanna flip, tell him full, send me half with a dip, and all that other ringling brother shit. Sporty, naughty, hot bod, greater than H.O.I. Shin, slam the flim flam and then jam. You can run, but you can't hide, you can't go far. No matter where you go, there you are.
We got it right, we got it bad, we got it wrong, we got it smash, we got it free man's threat. What you see is what you get.
We gonna break, we gonna bash, we gonna throw, we gonna smash, we gonna break, we gonna bash, we gonna throw, we gonna smash.
Punch, I bet your bottom dollar that your bottom buck jumps. Give it up, it's a juice thing. I'm stepping for the red bit, wrecking all the rest in. Weapon testing on who's stepping. Ain't a bluff, but a nigga enough for the rugged rough stuff. Nigga, if you're tough, knuckle up. I cut your ass like class, then blast you by the trash. After I laugh, then I'm dashed. You can't handle the scandal of an uptown vandal. Shooting up your toes, making sandals. Somebody told me that you owe me, but can't nobody hold me. I do my dirt all by my lonely.
This is DJ Easy Dick on Dirty Balls. Right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we gonna make it a little misty here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back. Cause you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Cause I
corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get sloped and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I gives a fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
If you know fun, and the homies get hammered. If you know fun, and the homies get hammered. If you know fun, and the homies get hammered. If you know fun, and the homies get hammered.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it. Cause you know I don't love it. Woo!
Hey, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for for the bitches. Three to get ready and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
God, that is one of my favorite songs of all time, 100%. That's actually the first CD I ever actually bought. Found it in a Goodwill. Also in a Goodwill, I got myself a nice George Foreman grill last week, because anytime I cook a steak, like a burger or something on the stove, my roommate always complains about the smell. Which, you know, it's not a bad smell, but if it stays around for more than a day, I understand the gripes. So I was just turning on the exhaust fan, opening the door to the balcony so some of the smell went outside, but that's annoying. So I got this nice little grill, I think it was like $7, just like to plug in outside and not have to worry about airing out the apartment. And I posted it to the Monday Iron Federation page, right? Explaining why I got the grill, to prevent the apartment smelling like meat because my roommate hates it. But as it started getting comments, the Monday Iron gang pointed out something very interesting. My roommate does not bench more than I do. She's not stronger. She doesn't even go to the gym. So next time, I might just pull the lithocracy card and fight the lifter oppression from the home. Never thought I'd face it here. I think the real solution is to get a lifter roommate, you know? The ladies out here don't get it. The smell of a steak is how you beta-proof the home. It's something that only a gangsta bitch would understand. And with that, here's my boy Apache with the 1993 track Gangsta Bitch, followed by Tupac, more Snoop Dogg, and more Naughty by Nature. See you in a bit.
I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a
gangsta boogie
with my. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a
gangsta boogie
with my. I need a gangsta bitch. She don't sleep and she don't play. Sticking up girls from around the fucking way. Strap but lovable, hateful but huggable. Always in trouble and definitely fuckable. See her now, booms and pow, she's my friend. Puffing on a blunt, sipping on a Heineken. She's got charm, a firearm to match mine. Going to the movies, packing his and her nines. Wearing Carhartt and leather, motherfuck the weather. On Valentine's Day, doing stick-ups together. No one to blame, no shame in the game. And when we fuck, she makes me scream out her name. She's not petty, confident, ready. Right for late night, we play fight with machetes. This goes out to all the gangsta ho pros. Give me a ghetto girl, fuck a soul train ho. I need a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a gangsta bitch. I want a
gangsta boogie
with my. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a
gangsta boogie
with my. I want a. She likes to party with a posse and drink beer. Pour a little bit out for the sisters who ain't here. She's not the one, player you might get done. Her idea of fun's taking her son shopping for a gun. Likes to dress to impress, quick to attack. When your punk ass boys run, you know she's got your back. In a Benz with her friends, AMG kid. Driving down the street pumping
Apache, you ain't shit.
Snapping on niggas, taking no shorts. Sitting on a porch, pulling on a Newport. Mind the business, knows cause she hears things. Fat herringbone and diamond studded earrings. She's a thoroughbred, walks and talks with class. Try to get fast, she just might slap your ass. Come meet my mom's brother, two might not click. Parents just don't understand. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a
gangsta boogie
with my. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I want a gangsta bitch. I wanna with my. I wanna. I had a church girl, quiet girl. One girl was rich.
The most memorable girl was a gangster bitch. We went out a lot, sometimes we dressed the same. Licking shots in the park and had pet names. I called her dollars cause that's what she liked to spend. She called me diamond cause my dick was her best friend. If you owed her dough, then you had to pay. Bought her an AK for her 21st birthday. We packed up and shacked up, didn't need a job. Engaged to a criminal and married to the mob. I gave him C's injuries and beat him down. While she's picking up keys from uptown. Sad to say one day got caught out there. I shed tears when the judge said 5 years. She's gone now, so it's time to make my switch. So who'll be my next gangster bitch?
I need a gangster bitch. Yo. I want a gangster bitch. I want a with my. I need a. I want a. I want a gangster bitch. I want a gangster bitch. Yo. I want a with my. I need a. I want a. Yeah.
Yeah, this shit goes out to all the gangsta bitches uptown. All the gangsta bitches in Brooklyn, Long Island, Queens, Boogie Down Bronx, Staten Island, Mount Vernon, Chilltown JC, Naughtyville EO, and North the Brick motherfucking city. This goes out to all the gangsta bitches. Every motherfucking way. Yeah, you know what I need, baby. I need a gangsta bitch. Yeah. Yo, honey, check this out.
Another black man caught up in the mix. Trying to make a dollar out of 15
a
cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing?
All right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I wasn't. See, weekends was made for Michelob, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
It's a trip. I love the way she licks her lips. See me jocking, put a little twist in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy.
night in town. Break out a B clown, baby doll, are you down? I get around.
And the sky becomes blue. Now you in the midst of the dog pound crew. Ain't no clue on why the fuck we do what we do. Leave you in a state of paranoia. Ooh, don't make a move for your gat so soon. Cause I drops bombs like platoon. Walk with me, hold my hand and let me lead you. I take you on a journey and I promise I won't leave you. Until you get the full comprehension. And when you do, that's when the mission or survival becomes your every thought. Keep your eyes open, cause you don't wanna be caught. Half-stepping with your weapon on safety. Now break yourself, motherfucker, for you make me take this to 11 to another level. I come up with your wins, you go down with the devil. Now roam through the depths of hell, where the rest of your bust-ass homeboys dwell. Well,
suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
Serial killer. Serial killer. Serial killer.
Wake up in the morning, your lucky charm serial.
Deep. Deep like the mines of Minolta. Now picture this. Let's picnic inside a morgue. Not picnic baskets, picnic caskets. And I got the machine, I cracked the fucking chest plate open to release them guts. Then I release the cuts. Brutal. And that's totally roughneck. Now everybody scream no respect to the ex. No respect given. Disrespect and you will not be living. Word to mama, Emma, drama, dilemma.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
OPP, another classic banger. So up next, I got two more tracks in the hip-hop genre, and then I want to close it out with some Euro trash dance music that had the Jason Statham dancing with it. Outstanding track. So without further ado, here's another song, perfect for driving on a sunny day. It's track number 3 from The Chronic 1992 by Dr. Dre.
Now you carry, long time I watch you, I'm a one chat to you, you go on like you know one chat to me. So what I'm Dre, tell me what the fuck I'm going on.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cocked cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being filed on Greenlee with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by? Cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Aerosmith. It's the motherfucking DRE from the CPT. On a robbing spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop. Pop, pop, yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot. Cause I'm rolling in my 6'4". With all the niggas saying. Hell yeah. With all the niggas saying. Just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangster glare with gangster raps. That gangster shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hype-ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the Chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers. On my dick cause my 4 won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
Rolling in my 6'4".
What all the bitches saying? What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Know what I'm saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on, why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it. While my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning, I be
rolling in my 6'4".
What everybody's saying. Hell yeah. What everybody's saying.
All right. So if you saw earlier this week, there was a clip going around of this old 90s Eurodance whatever song with Jason Statham absolutely busting it out in a Speedo. This is European Ricardo Milos for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. I'm going to try to pull that up real quick. Oh, what the hell? I have no idea if the sound's actually coming through. I really hope... Oh, fucking Jesus. Alright, really hope that sound coming through. Otherwise, a little strange. We're going to go ahead and just go ahead and switch that song. We're going to close it out. If you're not into the 90s Euro trash, you can skedaddle. That's fine. I haven't lifted with it yet, but I'm guessing that it is an anabolic genre. We're going to close out with that. And if you're staying, enjoy the insanity. If not, have a beautiful weekend. Here we go with Coming On by The Shaman.
If you're black, white, yellow, brown, and it don't matter where you're coming from, this is a message of unity for y'all to keep coming on and coming on strong. In progress, reality changing, moving, shifting us higher. It's a connection with Gaia, running on a rhythm. You know that we're coming on strong because we keep coming on.
Alright, appreciate y'all that watched. You guys are the best. Have a beautiful week. I'm probably going to be streaming on Monday. Going to see if I can put something together. Let's fucking get it. See ya.